I'm John Lemley, and this is City Cafe. Ralph Stanley and his Clinch Mountain Boys are coming to town this week. They're just one of the budget-friendly events that we're about to hear in a preview from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Shane, it's hard to overstate the impact that Dr. Ralph Stanley has had on bluegrass and old-time gospel music.
Ralph Stanley, he's a clawhammer banjo player. He was actually born in remarkable proximity to country music's birth, both geographically and chronologically, back in 1927. It was the Clinch Mountains of Virginia. Many of the people from around that area, like Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family, these are the people who really started country music. So he was very much there at the beginning.
And I believe we'll do an old one right now, and it's called Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn.
He's the elder statesman, and this is a great opportunity to see him. He's going to be performing on Friday night at the Loft in Midtown. And if you get your tickets in advance, it's just $23. If you wait till the day of the show, they're $25.
From the very simple grilled foods and vegetable dishes to the rich layered casseroles and delicate pastries, Greek food is a wonderful mix of dishes.
This weekend, all weekend long, the Marietta Greek Festival is happening at the Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church. As you mentioned, the food is always awesome. It's what draws many people to any Greek festival. But that's just one of the many things that you can do. One thing not to miss at the Marietta Greek Festival in particular is their dance groups. The Marietta Hellenic Dance Program, which is part of Holy Transfiguration, they are some of the greatest Greek dancers in the Southeast, and they have awards to prove it. And they'll be performing all during the festival. You can also shop for some jewelry, handmade linens, scarves, and, of course, cookbooks if you want to try to make some of that delicious food at home. It begins on Friday at 3 p.m., and then it'll be going all day on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Saturday and 11 a.m. on Sunday. And it's a great deal. It's only $3 admission. You'll pay extra for the food and things like that, but all the entertainment is covered by that $3.
Do I hear Zorba playing in the background?
You probably will.
Shane, this weekend, the old iron gates of Oakland are not the only things that are going to be swinging in Atlanta's historic cemetery.
Yeah, it's Tunes from the Tombs weekend again. This is a great event at Historic Oakland Cemetery. It's going to be all day Saturday and Sunday, and they'll have loads of great music. The Bonaventure Quartet, who are a terrific local band.
I love them.
Yeah, they're really, really fun. The Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra. Jeff Acheson, great Australian guitarist.
Said, I don't need nobody. I'm just passing through. But nobody moved me like Monica could do. Monica.
They'll have great rock bands like Whiskey Gentry and Lucy Dreams. It's just a really, really nice lineup. The gates open at noon each day, and the ticket prices are just $15. And they'll have little mini tours of the cemetery, and they'll also have a fortune teller there. So you can have your fortune told.
And Shane, it appears we have ended in the cemetery. I don't guess you could ask for any more appropriate finale.
That's where we all end up.
Well, Shane, thank you again so much for coming in and letting us know about all these budget-friendly events.
Well, it was my pleasure.
For more information about any of these inexpensive happenings, you can head to our website now, wabe.org/citycafe.